Listen to Devil's Advocates weekdays from 2 to 5 p.m. Let's Get Local is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy!
Tell me why!
It's time for the Dane by Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
I heard the stories of you guys.
Hey, welcome in, everybody, to another edition of Let's Get Local here on a Saturday from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Right here bringing it to you on 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. So glad to have you along with us here on this Saturday morning. We are, again, as we work through this year, you know, the program's getting close to being a year old already here on the airwaves, which is fun and a fun milestone for us. We appreciate the opportunities to talk about local businesses every week. We appreciate the opportunities to be involved in the station and be a part of the Devil Radio team. That's always fun. Just had a good sit down with Luke yesterday. I got a chance to talk with him about some things. Have talked with Crudy too about how we can continue to propel this show forward, how we can continue to fit in here at the station and do our part. We know there's so much talk with great shows like the Devil's Advocates, Matt Flynn Direct, Earl Ingram, also, you know, the new show, the Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian and others. And of course, Pizza Box Mike outside the Pizza Box coming up here in a bit, and Sharp Elbows, which you just heard from. You know, our show's a little different, but we're very similar minded, and we have a similar mission, which is trying to help improve our community. And that's really what Dane by Local is all about, but it's also so much about what many, many of our small business owners are about. They are invested in our community. They have taken a lot of risks, a lot of steps to get to where they are. There's been a lot of hurdles, and so many of them continuously give back. And it's really heartwarming, inspirational to me to talk to them, to hear their stories, to hear about some of the things they prioritize in the process of all the struggles, all of the challenges, all the things that happen and take place as a small business owner, and especially if you're trying to start your own thing. I don't know if you've ever tried to do that, but if you have, it can be tough. And to see sometimes just that drive, that passion, that commitment that it takes to get through and make a success out of an idea that you've had. And when you do that locally, and you do that right here with the idea of, I want to bring something to the community. I want to bring something to make the lives of the people around me just a little bit better in my own way. I think that helps you get there oftentimes. And so many of the people we've talked to over the year, over this last 10 plus months, those are a common thread, right? That comes through it all. Well, we do have some places to talk about today, and that we're going to get into that in just a bit. But I have to recognize Devil Radio as being one of those awesome local businesses that has gone through a lot, taken on a lot, and continues to give back. And you know who else recognized them? It was Dane by Local. Dane by Local awarded Devil Radio here recently, not Dane by Local itself, the committee that was on the Biz Awards that we had talked about here in recent shows. Devil Radio was nominated for an award and won the award for Impressive New Member. So, again, Devil Radio, new member of Dane by Local. Really glad to have them involved. Appreciate what this locally operated and controlled radio station does, and especially with all of the way media works and has worked, where so much of it now is owned by so few, to have an independent voice and to have them be a member is great to have them recognized at the Dane by Local Biz Awards this year. So congrats to Devil Radio. Quick salute and give them a hand wherever you are. And also show the station some love. Give some feedback. Interact with them on socials, on Facebook. Also on YouTube. So many of the shows are streamed on YouTube and put out that way too. So congrats, Devil Radio team, Devil Radio, the station, on winning the Impressive New Member Award from Dane by Local. And I've got your certificate and item to hang on the wall right here. I'm leaving it at the station today. And it'd be a nice surprise for Crudy to have that when he comes in Monday. Now, as we look ahead to some of the different happenings, let me talk about a couple of things coming up here with Dane by Local before we talk about a few local businesses here in the area. You can contact us again at the show, at the station. And I did put this out there before other weeks. I want to bring it back because I think it's so critical and important in a way for you to engage and tell us more about your neighborhood, where you live, your community. So call in 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789, and give me your local business shout out. What's a business in your neighborhood, in your community, that is locally owned that you love to frequent, that you appreciate being there? Let's give them a shout out over the air. If you call in, we'll put you on and we'll get that shout out there. While we wait for some of those things to come in, and I'll have my own list of shout outs as well. Couple things to tell you about Dane by Local here right now is they are starting, getting everything kind of ramped up for a way you can participate and learn more about local businesses. So if you don't have a shout out to give and you're listening and you're thinking, man, I don't know, I'm not sure of some of these great local businesses right in my community. Well, here's an opportunity to learn more. Dane by Local has a passport program, a local passport program sponsored by Madison Essentials and presented by the Bank of Sun Prairie. And it's taking place from November 1st to December 19th. So if you visit any of the local businesses listed in this passport, which there are going to be passports all over at many, many area local businesses, Bank of Sun Prairie locations, they are getting these passports out. You can find out more at danebylocal.com, and you can download the passport itself to take a peek at it. And if you go to any of those businesses and spend $10 or more, all you need to do is send a copy or photo of your receipt, and you get entered into a drawing for a prize each week. So each week between November 1st and December 19th, you have an opportunity to shop more at local businesses. Share a quick photo. And I would encourage you, by the way, if you go to a local business and you're going to take a photo anyway, you can take a photo of your receipt, but take a photo of the business. Take a photo of the sign and post it on social. Tell other people about these great local businesses. Let's help prop them up. Let's help get the word out about wonderful businesses and organizations in our community. And you could be in that drawing weekly for a $25 gift certificate just for shopping local in the first place. So all you need to do is spend $10, take a picture of your receipt, send it into DBL, and you have an opportunity to be entered in for that drawing. That is the Passport Program, helping you, encouraging you to shop local this holiday season between November 1st and December 19th. DaneByLocal.com for that. We'll also remind you, you can purchase your Bucky books right from Dane by Local. So we talked with Sue Peck, owner of Evolution Financial, one of our favorites, also sponsor of this show. Sue Peck, evolutionfinplan.com. And she got her Bucky book. You could get yours too. All kinds of savings and goodies in there. A 30th anniversary Bucky book, and you can buy them directly from Dane by Local too. That's danebylocal.com for that information. And something else for the holidays, as we talked with Colin Murray last week about how, you know, October is the new December. And one of those things we mentioned, a couple of things we mentioned about shopping locally and the importance and what that can do for, of course, our community, but also for you. It can make things easier for you. Yes. Did that get your attention? Hopefully. We all like that, right? When shopping can be easier for us and make things more convenient for us. Well, here's a way. If you're shopping locally and you get started early, because a lot of our local vendors are ready to go, a lot of our local shop owners are prepared for holidays right now, and they've got inventory and they've got stock and they want to see you come in or order from them online. They've got shipping options, all those things. If you do that, you will likely not experience some of the shortages in these big supply chains that come from other countries and all over the place because you're shopping locally. And a lot of our products at a number of the local businesses are actually made locally too. There's some great artisan craft work. There's, you know, a variety of wonderful gift items that are made right here by local people in our community and then turn around and sold at some of these organizations or these businesses. And it's a great way to give gifts. And I have taken advantage of that from a number of places, including, I give a couple of plugs, some of my faves, J&J Gifts and More in Verona, also Little Luxuries. And I also got some pretty sweet deals at Fontana Sports, Rutabaga. There's some great places here you can get some stuff, of course. But Dane by Local also has Dane by Local gift cards. And you can give a gift of a Dane by Local gift card this holiday season. And what that allows people to do is this isn't just a gift card to one business. This is a gift card to a whole list of businesses where people can choose where they want to use that. So if you head to danebylocal.com and check out the DBL gift cards, you can purchase gift cards right there. These are available. You can share them easily. You can give them as gifts. And the user, the recipient of said gift card, can spend that gift card pretty much wherever they want, encouraging them to shop locally. But they have a variety of choices of participants in that Dane by Local gift card program. So that is one to check out this holiday season. Before we kick to break and come back and talk about a couple of really great local businesses in Oregon, Wisconsin, I did want to quickly give a plug and highlight all of the wonderful participants, all the auction people that donated auction items, our excellent sponsor, Group Health Cooperative of South Central Wisconsin, for an event that I worked on through Project Home here and offered just over this last week. On Thursday night, we had a virtual trivia event, an online auction, and man, it went great. So many wonderful people involved, great people to have there, and it doesn't happen without their support. So I have to give them the nod right now. Group Health Cooperative of South Central Wisconsin. Also, again, so many local businesses that gave and donated items. Fantastic stuff. I appreciate it all. And we'll be back on the other side of the break to talk about Kickback Cafe and the Chocolate Caper. But again, shout out to those local businesses. Information at projecthomewi.org if you want to see who is involved in that. Again, GHC, the big sponsor. And Celebrations Entertainment, another great local business who had our back as well in production. Be back in a minute. This is Let's Get Local here from Devil Radio.